This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tuesday scheduled appointment right at 5 p.m. here to get trusted insight from trusted insiders as we do here on The Fan. Thanks to our friends at IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Austin Eckler via IT Cadre on the hotline with us on Grant and Danny. Austin, it is great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be back on, boys. How we been?
Well, pretty damn good, dude.
We were nervous. No Austin Eckler. We thought everything was going to come screeching to a halt. But the boys survived the week, and Jeremy McNichols, you were right. You told us he could play. He'd be just fine. He went out, and he balled in the next man up league. It went very well.
Heck yeah, man. I mean, and look, we got a lot of playmakers on the offense. So, yes, if I'm not there, you know, we lose one of the players. But, look, we got a lot more guys that are showing up and doing the thing, obviously. Jaden's doing his thing. Terry looks good, coming alive. I'd love to see that too, and so on and so forth. So they took care of business, and I'm glad to be back with them now.
How are you feeling, buddy? And kind of what's the latest on you working your way back?
Yeah, you know, I'm just continuing to complete the processes of concussion protocol. You know, I'm working my way through. I'm feeling like myself. Hopefully you can tell a little bit, you know, more with it today than our last conversation. And so that's all a good sign to getting back as hopefully this week.
That was the question. Do you think you're tracking toward the possibility of being able to play this weekend?
Oh, absolutely tracking towards being able to play. And so that's a good sign, you know, especially when you're talking about your head. Hey, you want to make sure everything is how it's supposed to be. It's not one of those like ankles where you can put some tape on it. You know, like this is my brain I'm talking about. So I want to make sure that everything is feeling normal and is, you know, reacting normal and is where it's supposed to be, and things are definitely trending that direction.
Sounds very good. Austin Eckler here on Grant and Danny, weekly appointment with us. He'll be with us all season long, Tuesdays at 5 o'clock on The Fan. What was it like watching from home?
Oh, man, I have so much anxiety when I'm not there, man. I feel like I'm a fan, you know, where it's like you want him to do so well, but you're just so, you know, helpless. Like you can't do anything, you know. I could just sit here screaming at the screen with my wife. Basically every commercial, I'd make us get up and do some stretches. Got to stay up. My ass, keep moving. Let's keep moving, just to blow off some steam and then come back to it. But obviously, as they started to get a lead, it definitely helped me kind of come to a little relaxation a little bit from the couch at home. So that was my viewing experience.
Do you pick up stuff when you're, you know, totally, as you said, removed from it, watching just like schlubs like Grant and I? Like, do you see something where you go, oh, I can't wait to do that when it comes to, you know, when I'm back in action? Do you pick up stuff from watching the TV copy, or is it, you know, it's all old hat?
I definitely pick up stuff, but it's not like, not necessarily like that, but like I know what the plays are, right? Like I'm seeing different signals. Like I hear Jaden talking when they like show the audio from the field. And so I know, like, I have like the ultimate insight of knowing what's going on, because I'm just part of the ecosystem, obviously. So that's kind of cool to know what's coming. Like I'm telling Mel, I'm like, oh, this is pass right here. This is the pass. Like, as if she even cared. I'm still telling her, you know, oh, this is going to be run to the right, you know, like things like that. So it's pretty cool to have that knowledge. Not cool to be at the sideline, but I guess I can still be in tune that way.
What was the most important part of that game? I always think of some of the old coaches and cliches about, you know, you got to play every play like it's your last play, every play hard, because you never know when the key play is going to happen. From your perspective, what was the most important part of that game that led Washington to eventually run away with it?
Yeah, I think it was a collective of small things. And it was really, I think, the lack of mistakes. Like the ball was getting to places, guys were in the right spots on the right timing. Obviously that comes down to play calling as well. And so making sure that, hey, we don't have to force anything. I know Jaden threw a pick, kind of, you know, had Terry there, but it just seemed like it just carried away on him. But other than that, it was like really good, solid, fundamental football. And you were basically able to just chip your way. It wasn't a ton of huge plays, but really just, you know, chipping your way down the field, staying on, converting on third downs, you know, running the ball, a good mix of run, pass, Jaden moving with his feet as well. Like all of these small little things that don't seem very tough, but are tough at the NFL to stay consistent with, that we're really connecting with our team and multiple players, you know, not just a few, but really all over the place. And so really good team dominant win.
Going back and watching what you guys are doing, it's so amazing and complicated and fun in the running game. Just the different ways that Kingsbury's setting things up. Like on the opening drive, which was a lot of no huddle, four runs that are all different conceptual plays out of different formations, essentially. I'm wondering from a personnel standpoint, like running on and off the field or just getting aligned, is this any more complicated than offenses you've run in the past? Because that's not necessarily normal that you'd have like different formation families and then different concepts on four straight runs like that.
Oh yeah. You know, I think what Cliff does a good job of that I've never done anywhere else. I mean, we have so many walkthroughs that we have so many times to practice being in different positions. Hey, this is your details on this route. And you're going to probably do that in a walkthrough probably 15 times a week. And that's including practice as well. And so you have a lot of practice being in different spots. You get comfortable. Okay, this is my responsibility, even though, you know, I saw B-Rob playing quarterback, you know, either an RB direct snap, or if I'm chipping on the edge, or I'm out wide, or I'm doing a motion. Like, we get really comfortable in running these plays that we have drawn up for the week, which allows us to go out there and play fast. And so now to the viewer, it's like, oh, look, they're all over the place. But for us, it's just we're running that one specific play that I've already repped 30 times this week. You know,
Austin Eckler with us here on G&D. So Austin, as you work your way back, this is, you know, obviously you're an NFL player, you're cut differently than most folks, but like if I like stub my toe, I'm ginger about it for like days at a time, and like I'm afraid to put weight on it. You've got to go out and get in a bunch of car wrecks, you know, this coming Sunday against a bunch of guys that want to knock your head off. What's sort of that first thing where you are maybe tentative about coming back and then you go, okay, I'm good to go? What's that first marker where you're like, yep, I'm me again, I'm ready to rock?
I think, you know, during practice, you know, we try not to hit each other as much as we can. I mean, you know, we want to save our bodies for the game just because it is so intense. And so you don't really get that full contact hit in practice. And so that's what I would say is that gets me ready to go, is that full contact hit, like that first pop in a game. And that's really if I'm injured or if I'm not injured coming back, like that first hit, you know, is that kind of like a wake up, like, it almost like jolts more adrenaline through your body. And I feel like you kind of like come alive in a sense, like you feel rejuvenated in a kind of weird, twisted way. Like your body's like now alert to go and, you know, have more car wrecks basically. So That's what I would say.
Austin Eckler did tell us a couple of weeks back that he's happy to take questions from you guys on the phone. So we can open up the phones for some questions today. We'll get a couple on the back end of the conversation here at 800-636-1067. Let Austin touch the people a little bit, 800-636-1067. You want to talk with one of Washington's best offensive players through the first quarter of their season on Grant and Danny. Are you aware, it seems like maybe because you stayed back and you've been around the area here the last few days, maybe you would have picked up on it, but the three straight wins is one thing to get people excited. I mean, you got to go back to 91, the last Super Bowl year, to find the last time this team in back-to-back weeks has done what it has offensively. People are really starting to get excited. Are you feeling that? Is that tangible within the building at all?
Yeah, man. It seems like this community has definitely gone through some tough times. And so it really feels good to be a part of, you know, giving you guys some early success because, you know, I'm seeing people making videos about, you know, grown man, I'm about to start tearing up and talking about like, man, like we're back. Like, you know, people in the comments are like, you know, finally feels like it's not just like a spurt of the moment, like we actually have a team. And so it's like, it's really cool to be a part of kind of the new era and the new feel of what we're doing here with Dan Quinn and our new ownership and the rest of this team. And so it's been awesome, man. It's been awesome to see, you know, kind of revitalizing the community. Hey, more to come, because that's what we're about. You heard Dan Quinn. I heard him before. You know, I jumped on this. The quote he was saying is like, we are in relentless pursuit to continue to be the best that we can. So the best is yet to come. We're just getting started and more is on the way.
Along those lines too, home game after a couple straight on the road. First time you guys have played at home since the Giants home opener when you broke a kick return for a touchdown that got called back to open the home slate. But a lot of us, you know, that have been around for a while are just kind of curious to see what it looks like. I've heard from so many fans this week that are going to their first game at the stadium in 10 years that didn't want to give Dan Snyder money or, you know, weren't happy about the name change or for whatever reason have stopped going to games, and all of a sudden maybe they're opting back in. What are you guys anticipating in terms of a home advantage maybe this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not going to lie, the first game too, I mean, we were popping in there. It was loud. You know, I don't know if it was because we had some good energy and we were, you know, beating a division rival and going back and forth, but was definitely, you know, appreciative of that crowd that was there. But I'm expecting this one to be, you know, just as good, if not better for sure, now that we're getting some momentum going. And, you know, in sports, it's an emotional roller coaster for the fans, you know. And so when the time is right and things are going well, you definitely, you know, are going to pull people out of places where they've been hiding for a while because they haven't been excited or for whatever reason, like you were talking about, they didn't want to go and support. And so, hey, I think we're opening some new doors, you know, and we're getting people excited about something. So guess what? You're going to get more input. And so, yeah, I'm expecting that place to be rocking. I'm looking forward to it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, Austin, kind of to your point, what's happening now is just, it's so much damn fun. It's so awesome, and you're an integral ingredient to it, kind of changing this culture, changing the perception, and changing kind of the way everybody, you know, locally and around the league views Washington. So my question is, before you came here, like, how aware were you of sort of that same perception that wasn't very positive? This wasn't a destination. This wasn't a place where feelings were very good. How cognizant of that were you, and how important was it to you to say, we're going to go change that?
Look, I had no idea. Okay. I kind of learned about the culture from guys that were here before me. And basically everything I said was like, look, I don't care what the hell was going on here before I got here, because this is now and this is new. And we got a whole new team, whole new staff, whole new players, whole new ownership. And like, we're a whole new face at this point. Like, so whatever y'all did in the past, you know, that's all gone. Like, most of those players are gone too, right? So this is a whole new refresh start. You know, and I've been a part of, you know, teams that we had a lot of talent and didn't come out, and there's expectations, and then the opposite, where, hey, you don't know what's going to happen, and you actually end up being, you know, a solid team making a run. And so coming into this new culture was pretty awesome, actually, to be a part of a lot of new things, because we're all learning together. We have high expectations for ourselves, but really don't know how it's going to play out because we haven't played with each other yet. And so now to see all of this new stuff coming together, getting in a rhythm, right, a culture being set, and I've said this over and over again, if I would have wanted to be a head coach, I'd want to be like Dan Quinn, because I just love what he's about, all about that culture, all about the brotherhood. It makes it a super inviting place to play, and not only that, but a competitive place, and a place that you really are hungry to continue to get better for the guy next to you. And so when you put all those pieces together, man, I mean, it's a combination for good things. It doesn't guarantee wins, but it's definitely going to help.
Did you have a favorite play in terms of, like, design, execution, call, how it looked, just watching the game at home like the rest of us, that stands out to you looking back at the 42 points?
I actually wanted to say this. Like, make sure you watch our kickoff team. Like, our kickoff team is freaking relentless. Like, oh, my God. Like, I would not want to go against our kickoff team. Like, those guys, oh, sheesh.
You're talking about coverage, right?
I'm talking about kickoff coverage.
Yeah,
like, our
totally coverage
team are, there's some dogs out there, man. They are going to hunt. They're going to eat. And they are doing just that, man, because it is it is straight carnage.
It was hilarious.
So like that's something that doesn't get a lot of love, but definitely watch our kickoff team. And that was probably a curveball for y'all, but it's fun to watch because those guys are crazy.
It was a little Barry Zito breaking ball. My buddy sitting next to me, I think it was Sinnott. Somebody had a huge hit, big tackle. The whole sideline went crazy on a kickoff play, on a coverage play. And he's like,
"Oh yeah,
am I wrong, or do we always destroy people on kickoff returns?"
Bro, I'm telling you, he's right. It is wild to watch. I feel bad for their returner because they do not know what's about to happen, or they do and they can't stop it. Wow.
So far, it sounds like you are a big fan of the new kick return. I don't know why anyone wouldn't be. We're getting more returns. It seems like it's fun. It's opened up a little bit. I mean, you should be a big fan.
Yeah, leading the league in kick returns.
You ripped off a couple,
We've missed a couple out there. It's supposed to be safer, right? It's supposed to take some of the bigger collisions, you know, out. Really, it's for the frontline guys. Those are where less big collisions are happening, I guess. But for the returner, it's still full bore. Like, you know, we're getting messed up. If the guy gets beat up front, you don't make someone miss. So still football, still dangerous play, still has some of that factor of, you know, a traditional kickoff. But it's just different. And, you know, when you change anything, it takes a while for people to get used to it. So I think that's just what we're experiencing right now with the new kickoff rules.
So earlier in the show, we were taking calls just a bit ago, trying to find a nickname for this offense, right? The greatest show on turf for the Rams. You guys don't punt. You're the best offense in the league right now. You need a nickname. So here are some that we came up with. We wanted to bounce off of you, and you tell us if you like any of these.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, we got the Thrill on the Hill, homage to Capitol Hill in D.C.
Ooh, okay.
Thump and Dump. Which sounds inappropriate, but it's about the offense. Thump and Dump.
Wait, something dump?
No, Thump and Dump.
Oh, Thump and Dump. Okay, okay.
Yeah. We've got East Coast offense juxtaposed with West Coast offense. Okay. Run DMV. Run DMV.
Instead of DNC or...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Danny, you had...
The no-punt offense, a.k.a. the NPO. Like, playing off the RPO, except it's an NPO.
I think the first one was definitely the best option. What was that one again?
Thrill on the Hill.
Thrill on the Hill.
Thrill on the Hill is good.
I like
That's
it.
That's good.
So just so you know, on the polling, Run DMV is running away with
running
it.
Running away with it.
Like 71% of votes.
I was going to say that, but I just didn't know if people were... You know the reference or be a fan or So I thought the Thrill on the Hill was a little bit more balanced of a name, but I could definitely see the Run DMV for sure.
Run DMV.
Yeah, all the old people my age are going, "Oh, I remember them, that one," and they're clicking on it.
Right.
Austin, so Cliff Kingsbury's had great offenses over the years, right? He's you know, pelts on the wall. Offenses have been good. He's never been known for like having an exceptional rush offense. It's been good, buoyed, I think, by some quarterbacks that are athletic. I was thinking about this morning. I think we're underrating having Anthony Lynn on this staff as the run game coordinator. I know you played for him, earlier on in your career. I feel like he's instrumental in kind of helping you guys make this run game balanced, sophisticated, powerful, and explosive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's two sides to, you know, making the run game work. Well, really three, right? Having a great pass game absolutely helps. Having the offensive line and receivers that are willing to and able to, you know, actually convert the runs that we're trying to make work. And then, you know, having the running backs also do it as well. So from the physical side, we need to have those, which I'm loving the pieces that we brought in, the team that we put together, because we've definitely been meshing well. And then bring in, you know, Coach Lynn, and he's a guru. And when it comes to the running game, he's been, you know, really a specialist at that for the last 20 years. And bringing him in and helping him get what he's really good at. And what I really like about Coach Lynn is he puts specific players and people in the right space to do certain things that they're best at. Hey, what are we best at? Hey, are we against this team? You know, we are strong going to the right, or we're strong with Austin, you know, inside zone this game. And he's really thinking about the details of, hey, what are the probabilities based off of the players that we have and the capabilities that we have in our matchup that we're going to face. And so that's what he lives, breathes, and sleeps. And so, yeah, matching that with Cliff and what he's been doing with Jaden as well has been a match made in heaven for both sides.
Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny. All right, let's bring in Dante, who's in Waldorf, wants to say hi to Austin. Dante, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Austin, man. Hey, Godspeed to you, man. First thing, what's the vibe like in D.C. right now? I mean, sorry, in the locker room right now.
Ooh, good question. So everyone just got back yesterday, man, and you know, winning solves a lot of the culture and the, I would say, the feeling of, you know, the drag of the season. And so when you're winning, you're on a run, like people are bouncing into the, you know, the locker room, like smiles on faces, like there's a sense of confidence. There's a sense of, hey, we have a mission. We got to keep going. Like we got to keep the pedal down. We have an expectation that is even higher now because of how we started. So I would say as far as vibes go, we're in a good zone. You don't want to ever get too high, too low, but we're in a zone where, hey, we want to maintain this and keep building on what we have.
Let's go to Chris, who's in Brandywine, wants to hop in with Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny. He's with us every Tuesday at 5 p.m., giving us trusted insight. He is our insider presented by IT Cadre, where D.C. sports insiders share their exclusive perspective. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, thanks. I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a Prince George's County teacher and looking forward to having my school apply for Austin's program that he has, a nonprofit program. But my question for him today is, you've been a part, as a veteran, you've been a part of many different teams and with San Diego or L.A., and how is the energy and vibe compare to what you're experiencing now? Do you feel like there's something special going on here? Do you think it's run of the course, or how do you feel about your experience so far?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Chris. And yeah, if we can get, you know, a weight room or some resources over to the school, definitely, yeah, hit up our.
Can I ask before you answer the question? Because I honestly, yeah. You've told us so much about your ventures, you know, with the app and different things you're doing. What is he referencing? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, so I have the Austin Eckler Foundation, where we put resources back into communities that are in need. And so obviously that's very vast, but we've done things like washers and dryers, you know, schooling supplies. Our main avenue is weight rooms for high schools or just schools in general, nice. Renovating those.
That's so fantastic.
Just a bunch of different resources that we've been putting back into the communities and looking to get more into the D.C. area, the DMV area here. So that's what he's referencing there.
That's awesome. And then specific to like the vibes with this team compared to the past, does it feel similar or unique?
Yeah, I think the vibes of the team is something that can be established early on. But the season 100% affects that because there's so much for stake when you're playing in the season, right? Like wins, losses, how the team's doing, how individuals are doing, how the leadership is doing. All of that has a little piece that's going to affect how the feeling of the team is, and on a personal level as well. You know, if you're winning, you know, it definitely helps. If you're losing, it doesn't, right? It just plays a lot on your mental, trying to figure out, you know, a method to go forward. And so where we're at right now, what I think is really good as far as like coaching from Dan Quinn is you never want to get too high where you're like, hey, we're the best thing ever on turf. You know, like you guys are making nicknames for us and all this stuff. It's like, that's great. We'll let you guys have that fun. We got to still lock in on the mission. And that's continue to win games, continue to go, because the job's not done. We only played four games. Like, everyone's excited. That's great. You know, you guys be excited for us. We're excited too, but guess what? We still got work to do. And so as far as what I've been around, that's where we're at right now. It's still in that mode of, hey, let's continue to lock in. We can be excited, you know, after, you know, we get our job done at the end of the season. But right now it's continue to, yep, take the compliments, you know, take them as they are, but also understand that, hey, we still got a job to do and they can flip in an instant. And so don't get too high. Don't get too low.
You guys stay medium. We're going to do the go crazy thing at 3-1.
Yeah, we can be irresponsible.
We've been waiting since 2011 for 3-1. Hey,
we
got to
focus on winning games so you guys can keep going crazy.
Love it.
Awesome having you on the show, man. As always, glad you're feeling better.
Here.
Looking forward to seeing you on the field on Sunday. Thanks for the time.
Heck yeah. Thanks, y'all. I appreciate the fans for the questions, too. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Austin.
As we go forward. That's Austin Eckler on Grant and Danny. Always tremendous. We're looking forward to that segment all football season long. It is presented by IT Cadre. Their trusted insight helps leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.